Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Good morning. Our scripture lesson this morning is from Luke 4, verses 5 through 8. Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it'll all be yours." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Barry. You pray with me. Eternal and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditation and the inspiration within all of our hearts this morning be acceptable in your sight. For you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. This is a second sermon in a series throughout our 40 days of the season of Lent. And we're calling this the second temptation of Christ. We started out last week. Jesus, Luke says, was full of the Holy Spirit, and he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness immediately following his baptism. And there he fasted for 40 days, and at the end of it he was famished. And then Luke tells us that the devil came to Jesus and said, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to be turned into a loaf of bread." And Jesus said, "It is written, one should not live by bread alone." Realizing a verse of Scripture all the way back from Exodus, one should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus knew what this was about, knew the test. Just as God had tested the children of Israel in the wilderness with Moses for 40 years, preparing them to be the people of God, Jesus knew this was a test in the wilderness for 40 days to prepare him, to purify him, to humble him, to make sure that on the other side of this wilderness experience, he was going to be all that his Father had intended him to be, to proclaim with truth and purity and grace the gospel. "Prove me, O Lord," the psalm says, "and try me. Test my heart and mind. For your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in faithfulness to you." Now, wouldn't that be marvelous if we woke up every morning with this prayer on our lips? "O Lord, though I may be tested in heart and mind this day, may your steadfast love be ever before my eyes. And, O Lord, with your help, let me walk in faithfulness to you." So here we are, the second temptation. The devil leads him up to a very high place and shows him in an instant all of the kingdoms of the world. So we get this vision. And the devil says to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given to me. And I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." What's the temptation? Power? Glory? Authority? wealth beyond imagining? Is this anything we can possibly imagine? Does this say anything to us in our day-to-day? Maybe if we just had some sense of control over our lives, we would be a little happier. Dealing with the devil, the Faustian bargain. Of course, we wouldn't ever be caught up in anything like that. You know the old saying, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is. What did Jesus know? Well, this is what he knew. The earth is the Lord's, and all that is in it, the world and all those who live in it. The devil is a liar. It is not his to give. Now, the problem with this is we live in a world of lies. Surveys and statistics tell us that insurance companies have made a survey of this in the last 2 or 3 years, and they will tell us that 1 out of every 4 Americans will not tell the truth to their insurer. Time magazine a couple of years ago gave out a survey that said 1 in 3 of us will not give the complete truth on a resume. It's also been determined that 1 in 5 of us know of fraud taking place in our workplace. It is said that any one of us on any given day will encounter about 200 lies. Now, some of those may be little fibs, little bitty tweaks to the truth, little bitty hedges, just little bitty deceits, or little bitty hiding the facts. But either we will or we will be caught up in the lie. Lies we tell ourselves. Little bitty self-deceits. We do it all the time. I'm caught up in it. We're all caught up in it. The little skews, the little tweaks, the little oh my's. Something we say just to make us just appear a little bit better than we are. Or something we will say out of a true innocence of trying to not hurt anyone's feelings. Now, this is the biggest one of all. We say it all the time. And it's the biggest loophole there is. Saying this gives us a moral license to do almost anything we want to do. I'm only human. Anytime we have a lapse in judgment, anytime we have any kind of yield to temptation, anytime we deviate from the truth. Everyone does it. We're only human. How many of you had this for breakfast? Does this make sense? We tell ourselves, what do we tell ourselves when we eat a donut and drink a Diet Coke? We tell ourselves the Diet Coke is going to neutralize the sugar in the donut. Or it all, when in fact, nutritionists will tell you this is probably the worst thing you possibly could have for breakfast. We do this all the time. These little self-justifications, these little rationalizations, that's just who we are. And then as your mother told you, the little fib soon will come a bigger fib, which soon becomes a bigger one, and then a bigger one. And then the lies we tell others. Can really get us in trouble. Many of you probably read the papers this week. A doctor in DeSoto one day signed a signature on a Medicare application and discovered that, my goodness, I can get a lot of money for doing nothing. So he signed it again, and then another one. Eventually, he signed 11,000 of these for the biggest Medicare scam and fraud in history. $375 million of government money for a signature. How easy we can yield to temptation until it overcomes. It's been a Christian truth forever. It's been a human truth forever. As long as we think that we can save ourselves by our own willpower, we will only make the evil, the lies, in us stronger than ever. O Lord, in your mercy, help us. Jesus knew who he was. Jesus knew his purpose. Jesus knew the goal. Jesus knew I'm getting on the other side of this. And so his eye on the prize, his goal, his pursuit, gave him the power to yield not to the temptations. I have grown up knowing that you shall fear the Lord your God and serve only him. And so when it came time for this temptation, Jesus knew what he should say and what he should do. It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. You are a liar. This is not yours to give. Oh, prove us, O Lord, and when each day our hearts and our minds are tested, keep us focused, for your steadfast love is before our eyes. And, O Lord, help us each day to walk in faithfulness to you. The eye on the prize, with a clear vision of the goal, we will get through the wilderness. We will yield not to temptation. Willpower will become stronger. Willpower, self-control, whatever you want to call it, is a virtue. It's a classic virtue. By that it means when it is strong, life is good. When it is strong, we revel in the joy of life. When life is in balance, we live life well. That is its gift. That is the gift of our faith in God, who gives us the strength to live our life following the path of truth and goodness and beauty. It's being a connoisseur of life. when we have the strength to pursue the goals. Let's pray this prayer together. Lord, in your mercy, grant me the serenity to accept those things that I cannot change, the courage to change those things that I can, and the wisdom to discern the one from the other. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us for our celebration services, an uplifting mix of contemporary and traditional worship styles as we open our hearts to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Sunday mornings at 8:15, 9:30, or 10:45. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.